What do you think of marriage? Do you think women play an important part in society? Welcome to the Fury of Worlds. I'm Dushi and I'll answer all your burning questions today and hopefully spark new ones for my fellow audience. During the Regency period, women were confined to limited options and bending the role of a housewife, mother, and wife. Into the narrative, with no independence, women were forced to marry to climb the social hierarchy to ensure economic and social stability, as Austen reflects this key idea through her characters, the Bennet sisters. Austen displays this through dialogue. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife, as this was socially accepted compared to the Lizzie Bennet diaries. The macro narrative of women's roles in society appears to have evolved, but remains enduring while ever women are pressured to marry for social or economic benefit. Lizzie expressed her concerns by saying, "But who is my mom to tell us one of us who to marry?" Questioning past societal ideals, as it shows the independence of women are still relevant in context to marriage today. Pride and Prejudice clearly outlines a male-dominated society as men can speak freely while women are expected to be soft-spoken. As explored within Darcy's personality of being brutally honest and opinionated, illustrates a Freudian psychoanalytical perspective of struggling with emotions with suppressed emotions emphasized in the quote, "Which do you mean? She's tolerable but not handsome enough to tempt me. And I am in no humor at present to give consequence to young ladies who are slighted by other men. You had better return to your partner and enjoy her smiles, for you are wasting your time with me." Darcy demonstrates the separation and inferiority between the genders, as this treatment was common during the Elizabethan era. Although later in the text he falls in love, presents the irony of separation, conquered by love and conquered the struggle of his emotions by acceptance. The intertextuality is seen in the Lizzie Bennet diaries, as Lizzie restates Darcy's quote, "Sure, Lizzie's decent enough, but why would I continue to dance with her when no one else does?" As Lizzie adds her own thoughts, "I was being a lady and following his lead," shows a similarity of the male dominance as females follow the lead of men. Although the suppression of male dominance is evident within Lizzie Bennet diaries, as Lizzie shares her thoughts strongly, speaking of her opinion towards him. First impressions and acceptable mannerisms are enduring ideas found in the source text Pride and Prejudice, as well as its modern adaptation produced in the 21st century. Readers familiar with Austen's narratives will find similar values manifested in the Lizzie Bennet diaries, such as modest behavior and acts of politeness are acceptable within a certain social class. In the Marxist focus on manners as an attribute to specific classes highlights the negative connotations of class. This is evident in both texts, as in Pride and Prejudice, from the quote, "Her mind was less difficult to develop. She was a woman of mean understanding, little information, and uncertain temper. When she was discontented, she fancied herself nervous." Austen exaggerates the portrayal of Mrs. Bennet as she satires the social concern of class and behavior, evident in the quote, highlighting how problematic societal expectations and classes were. As Miss Bennet attempts to offer a false impression due to hysterical and oppressive behavior impacting herself and family. The intertextuality is exhibited here as Lizzie mocks her mother, "I just happened to be driving by his house, you know, 5 or 6 times, spoken to his neighbors, stolen his mail, completely normal things," as the persona of Miss Bennet was considered queer and aggravating in the aspect of the 21st century. Mannerisms and social behaviors contrast between both eras, highlighting the importance of acceptable behavior and mannerisms that affect not only but herself, but her whole family. The ideas Austen presents through Pride and Prejudice have affected society throughout time, from the Regency period to the modern era, as manifested within the 21st century adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, the Lizzie Bennet Diaries. Social flaws have been presented and improved between eras as Pride and Prejudice have shaped the world around us today. This transformed the views on how we see society through higher ideas presented such as roles of women, social class, and gender inferiority. Now, my fellow audience, I hope you've got your daily insight and hopefully answered all your questions for today. This is Dushi signing off.